Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
Perfect. Perfect. Hey, I got this announcement that you sent me about You With No Limits free workshops. Can we talk about that for a bit?
Well, sure. I would like to say that it wasn't exactly, I sent it to you in an article as an interruption, and you, I noticed, took it out of the article yesterday.
I did.
And so you want to talk about that, and you want to talk about why you removed my from my article? And
wow.
I'm just teasing.
I'd love to tell you why. I really would love to tell you why.
Well, do it. Tell me why.
Well, because I felt that You Without Limits workshops deserved special attention. And I thought that just by inserting it into the middle of an article, somebody might gloss over it to get to the point of your article and miss what's really going on.
All right.
And so I wanted to elevate it to a higher level of importance. But here's really happened.
It is a higher level of importance for me because it's become my passion, and I realize it's actually been my secret dream for a long time.
I don't know about secret because, you know, you announced, I think it was probably about 9 to 12 months ago, in either a podcast or an article that you received. I think this is before you had your board of directors, your team. You received instruction or permission, I don't remember how you worded it, to begin doing small groups again. And you put an offer out in an article or a podcast. Almost a year ago, maybe a little more. I'm not 100% sure. So this has kind of been brewing in you for quite a while, the desire and the passion and the. But I want to just say that it's just brewing in you. The reality is that you've had these workshops before, isn't it?
Yeah,
You just called them something else.
Well, I called them nothing actually. Just had them. It, as I say in one article, it actually started in the office of the ante room, so to speak, of a psychiatrist, and we saw some pretty significant dynamic changes in people who were up to that point that had been non-functioning, and all of a sudden they were, we're talking about extremely or severely challenged people emotionally. One of the stories I love to tell is that one of the women in the group, the night I first met her, I she seemed so normal, and met her with her husband. I'm wondering, gee, which one of these is one that, is the patient, because the doctor had warned me that these six people that he had sent me to, his word was to try on a new group therapy, which was actually, as I've said before, I wanted to, I'm being metaphorical here, but I wanted to kill him for doing it, but because of what happened. But anyway, they showed up, and they were the first couple of the six couples to come, and for about 3 minutes I was wondering, well, gee, which one of them has got problems? And all of a sudden, we were sitting there in a circle of 13 chairs that I had established in his in the conference room of his building, and all of a sudden she burst out, I have beautiful feet! And she went on about every 3 to 5 minutes, no longer than 5 minutes, during the evening, which was lasted, I don't know, almost 2 hours altogether, with, I have beautiful feet! So I knew who was the patient. And So anyway, you know, by the second session, she didn't do that anymore. And by the sixth session, two of those patients, two of the six patients, had been literally diagnosed as psychotics, though the two I'm thinking about had actually been in a, this was in Oregon, and had been in the state hospital at Damish, which was right near the capital city of Salem in Oregon, and had been undergone shock therapy, and, you know, they'd been long-term patients of his for, you know, one woman, an RN, for about 12 years, and the other a long time. It wasn't quite that long, but anyway, all of these patients within 6 weeks were off their medication as prescribed by the doctor. He took them off and told all six, look, you don't need therapy any longer, you know. And of course, he told them, and he had said it with others as a group, this guy is going to put me out of business. And he literally...
Let's talk about that. Let me shift gears for you just for a second. So
sure,
most
no
of
problem.
The people that may come to a You Without Limits free workshop are probably not leaving the state mental hospital to come and join one.
No, and, for sure not.
So from that perspective, while your first so-called workshop or something like a workshop may have been with state mental patients, the people that you're offering these free workshops are obviously our listeners or readers or however you want to call them. So what can they expect by going to a You Without Limits free workshop?
Not everybody can expect anything. There's no guarantees, but it's almost always a you know, breakthroughs of a variety. Sometimes it's over physical problems. Sometimes it's over emotional problems. Sometimes it's just a matter of people who don't really believe in any kind of spirituality. I'm not using the term in a religious sense right now, but in a connectedness to other intelligence or other in people, and then some of those all of a sudden experience being one with the universe and being one with the source and being connected with the source, or I call the spirit parent, or being connected with the others in the group. That happens most often. Some people who are already quite mature in their spirituality just become part of the process, and it's a way that they come and they actually, I you know how I detest the word ministry, just because it's, in my view, it's kind of misconstrued, but I don't want to be distracted by a separateness with anybody right now, because the point of the group is connectedness first with the group itself, and then with a greater consciousness that takes in a multitude of ethnicity and a multitude of what's going on in the world, and then beyond that to recognize that there's something that we really can't pin down with our conscious minds, but there's something that goes on that's beyond us. And that's why I finally came up with the label You Without Limits, is when people get connected to this whatever it is that is beyond themselves, and that's what I'm trying to express, and not doing, probably doing a very good job of it, but they all of a sudden break through into that and realize, whoa, wait a minute, there's more to this you know, then this one word that I think people use is egocentricity, which is, you know, something that we grow up with as children, and, you know, we're kind of just ourselves, and it's me, then all of a sudden I can identify in a larger sense, either, you know, with the culture I live in or with the religion I'm part of or, you know, with the business I'm in or, you know, and those people. But then it goes beyond that to an acceptance that, wait a minute, everybody has a value here. Everybody has a belief system that's worth listening to, and we don't have to chuck any of it out. You and I have come a long way, baby, in this last year just by adopting a simple exercise when we feel the need to argue with something is interesting point of view. I have that point of view, meaning that points of view, those are just, they're small slippers. You know, I've been writing about this forever without even seeing it, but then as I you know, as you said, well, what do other people get? As I, you know, not mental patients, even though that was the embryo in which it grew to begin with, but like, for example, the next stage of that was in Africa, where we were working with a division of the UN and traveling through Africa and doing some work for the UN, and all of a sudden a fellow wanted knew of what I did and wanted other people to hear what I had to say, and I was meeting everywhere from offices to grass huts and, you know, stuff out in the bush. So, and watching these same miracles take place of people breaking through into a recognition that there was something beyond themselves and that they could really live in an unlimited way because they were all of a sudden open to being unlimited. Is that making any sense?
Yeah, sure. So I don't know if we want to go too much further at this point in time. I'm hoping we can, as this develops, we can have another conversation and maybe another little article, keeping our readers in tune with what we're trying to accomplish here. One thing I do want to point out before we do sign off is that You Without Limits is intended to be a free workshop. In other words,
yes,
our goal is to be able to travel somewhere, you specifically at this moment in time, and hold a workshop. And of course, that takes resources. And by resources, I mean money. And so in the desire to see this happen sooner rather than later, or rely on whoever the sponsor for the You Without Limits workshop would be, we've set up a GoFundMe site where people can donate to facilitate you traveling or a multiple of the other core group who are also participating in this You Without Limits workshops to go and do a workshop at some locations, not just in the United States, but internationally. We're willing to go internationally, funds willing and able and available. So.
Now, I would like to just say something, because there were several pieces of this puzzle missing, and I didn't know what they were. But one of the things that really came to me very strongly, and we've since collected the kind of an inner core of people who've been following your website forever, you know, for the last 5 years since it's been existing and reading, you know, my books and the articles that I write on that, and kind of you might call in some sort
Brad,
of...
Brad, I'm going to yes. interrupt you. You're going to have to get right to the point. No doubt.
Okay, here's the point. One of the missing pieces of the puzzle was a fellow in Dallas who wanted to get started and be a part of putting on groups, and he pointed out that, and he's a professional, he's a coach of professional athletes and has been a professional athlete himself, And he recognizes the need that he needs to see it demonstrated, and that was the missing piece. And he's part of the inner core. He believes in what the mission is, and then I saw it that, okay, for those who do need something else, we'll provide it, and we'll provide it free based on, as you just said, the availability of funds to get there. So enough said. Sorry I rambled on.
Thank you. So we're going to talk about this again as it develops. We will be putting up a You Without Limits website, so people can follow along, and we'll have links at the end of this article for the GoFundMe site where people can donate so that they can either help somebody else attend or get Brad to some physical location where he can put on a You With No Limits free workshop. So thanks for your time, and let's get back to this again. Let's talk more.
And say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.